Okay, today's daf is above Metzia, daf Hey. We're going to start off Dalam and Beis, about four lines from the bottom. Today's shir, and the shir of the whole week, is inspired by the Schwartz family in honor of the birth of Hashem, giving them a present of their birth of the son Yitzchak, and in honor of their children Svi and Shena Rachel. We were in the middle, sort of in the middle of a discussion. We're trying to prove whether or not Modim Mitzvahs with Halach is still Chayav with a Shvua. So the Gemara thought they had a proof. The Gemara thought they had a proof from a Mishnah in Shavuos from Daf Lamed Chesam and Beis. And the Gemara is because it said, because the Gemara had said the case of Kalim v'Kalim, the guy's Moda v'Kalim and Kofer v'Kalim, right? So we thought that meant he said he's Moda v'Kalim with Halach. So the Gemara says no. The Gemara says even in that case you're putter. Even if you're Moda v'Kalim and you say Halach the other Kalim, you're putter. And the reason why I brought a case of Kalim and Karkos to teach us that if you were Moda v'Mixas Kalim, so once you were Moda v'Mixas Kalim and you're Chayav Shvu in the Moda v'Mixas, then you'll be Chayav also to make a Shvu on the Karkos because of the concept of Gilgal. So now the Gemara asks, my Kamashman, so what's the Tana trying to be Mechadish to us with this din? That if you're Moda on the Karka, If you have hodas b'mixas on the karka and then there's therefore on the kalim, so therefore you have a chiyuv shvua on the kalim, you can do gilgal. The Gemara says it's a common teacher zokin. Zokin, the Rashi explains zokin is the concept of gilgal, right? Rashi says zokin hamataltim zokin akarkosu shavai le gilgal. Is that what's come to teach us? Because that can't be. Tanina, we already know this din, the concept of gilgal shvua. We already know this concept from a Mishnah in Kiddushin on Daf Chavav that says, Zokigin ha-nechashin she'en le-nechrayis, es ha-nechashin she'yish le-nechrayis li-shovelein. We're megalgel nechashim that don't have a chrayis, which is our metaltalim. You megalgel onto nechashim she'yish le-nechrayis, the karkos, li-shovelein, to allow you to swear on the karkos. Normally you don't swear on karkos, but through Gilgal, we'll say you can swear on the karkos. It's karkos. So why do we need this Mishnah if you already have it from this other, why do I need this Mishnah in Kiddushin if we already have it from this Mishnah in Shavuos? So Gemara says, Hacha, the Mishnah in Shavuos is the Iker. That's where we learn the din of Gilgal Shavuah, right? That's where we talk all about, that's where we learn all about Shavuos. So that's where we have the Iker din of Gilgal. But Hasam, the Mishnah in Kiddushin, that's not the Makar of the din. Rather, it's written only there because we also have other dinim of Metalkin and Karka. It's Agav Gerara Vinasba. Because there we also have a case where we say that metalkalim can be nikna agav karka. So we have the concept of karka of kinyan agav. So all the relationship between metalkalim and karka is listed in the Mishnah and Kiddushin. So agav grara, agav the din of kinyan agav. Then we also mention the din of Gilgal. But the real makor of Gilgal is from that Mishnah and Shavuos. Okay. So the Gemara now asks Ulamanda Amar. This is according to Rav Sheshes, who holds that Halach Pater, that if you're Modim and Mixas and you say Halach, you're now Pater from Shavuah. And we mentioned the reason why you're Pater from Shavuah is because certain Rishonim say is that it's as if there is no din on the 50 that you're agreeing to. Guy says, I owe you 100, and you say, no, I only owe you 50, here it is. So now the only din is on the other 50, and that other 50 is called for Bakal. So there's no Shavuah. That's according to Rav Sheshes. So Lamanda Amar Halach Pater, Amai Itzrich Krol Miute Karka B'Shavuah. Why would we even need a pasuk? Why would we even need a pasuk to teach me that there's a patur of shvuah from a karka, right? Because Rashi explains in the first line, the alfinu lami klalu prat b'shvuos ulakam perakazav. We learn it from a klalu prat, right? That to exclude karka from dinner shvuos. So Rav Sheshes is saying, if halach is putter, why do we even ever need a pasuk for karka to exclude from shvuos? Every case of karka is halach because the karka is always here. It doesn't go anywhere, right? Because he says, "Hai kol karka, all karka halachu, it's all standing here." So if you know that halach is patras you from a shvua, so all karka is a case of halach because the karka doesn't go anywhere. It's wherever it is, it's there. So that's all karka is a case of halach. You have a patra over there. So what do you need the pasuk to teach me that karka is patra from shvua, from taking a shvua? So Amalach, so Rav Sheshes will have to answer. So Amalach itzrich kra, the pasuk comes to teach me, Hecha de chafer ba boros sichun umoros. We're talking with a case where the guy says, you have my karka, and you ruined it by digging these pits, these ditches, and these caves into it. Right? The chafer ba boros sichun umoros. So Rashi says, de lav helachu shari kilkala. You can't say, helach, here's the karka, because the karka was destroyed. You messed up the karka. So you can't say, oh, I owe you that. we have to figure out what the case is. So, to Machlokas Rambam Raivid, as to what the case is. According to the Rambam, this is in Perek Hei and Hilchos Tov and Nitan Halacham Beis, that the Bailim claim to the person who has the karka that you were mazik my field because you dug in it, and I claim, you know what, I didn't dig as much as you claim. You said I dug 18 holes. I only dug 9 holes. So it's a modib mixas on the damage done to the karka. So even in that case, the Rambam holds that that's modib mixas the karka. And the pasuk comes to teach us that you're potter from Shua. It's
person, he's a worker, or just why is admitting 9 is
where'd you come from?
Why is admitting 9 holes? Who allowed
you to come to my field? You're a poel, or you stole it, or you just walked onto my field and you damaged my field. You walked onto my field, you damaged my field. You dug all these holes. I said, you know what? I did, but I only did half of what you said, or I only did a quarter of what you said. So I'm molded and mixed us. So the Rambam seems to be saying that this is still a tviya on karka. Even though I'm only toveya you on damage done, which is not, I'm not claiming 8 fields and you're responding with 4. We're only talking about damage done to the karka. But the Rambam seems to hold, and there's a whole Reb Chaim on this, that according to the Rambam, any claim that has to do with karka, even if I'm talking about damage done to a karka, is considered karkos, and you're potter from a shavua. That's how the Rambam holds. The Raivid says differently, that he says that we're talking about a case the guy wants to fill in the holes. So he says, I'm going to fill in your holes. So if I'm only going to fill in half of the hole, what you told me, I have to. So then we're talking about, we're fighting about the karka itself. But that's it's a major sugya to talk about why the Rambam says that's considered modus mixus on karka, if we're actually talking about the money that you're owed. The dispute is about the money I owe for destroying your field. It doesn't seem to be a claim of karka. It seems to be a claim of damage. Okay, so that the pasuk would be needed for that. Inami, or the pasuk could be needed for hecha detano kalim v'karkos v'hoda b'kalim v'kafav v'karkos. Or we could be talking about a case where I was toveya from you kalim and karka, and you were moda on the kalim, right? You were moda only on the kalim, and you didn't say helech. And you were kafar on the karkaos. So therefore, there's no halach in this case. There's no halach in this case at all because you were completely kofar on the karka. Right? We always said, oh, well, karka should always be halach. Here's a halach. Here's a case where karka isn't halach because you're completely kofar. You can completely deny that you owe any of the karkaos. Okay. So now the Gemara is going to try to bring a raya that halach, that halach is chayav. So tashma. Tashma, Detani Rabbi Bar Chama. Rabbi Bar Chama says, Arba Ashomrim, the Arba Ashomrim, Tzrichim Kfir B'miksas V'Hodah B'miksas. In order to force a Shomer to take the Shavuos Ashomrim, there's a machlokas whether or not, because the pasuk of the pasuk where we learn out, you have to make Modav Miksas, the pasuk is, what's the pasuk? I forgot what the pasuk is. It's Kihuzet, right?
Yeah,
right. The pasuk Kihuzet. It's written in the parsha of Shomrim. So the machlok is learned in above a comma where that pasuk is Erev Parshas Kasav Khan, and that Rashi, this long Rashi goes through it, or the Erev Parshas Kasav Khan, and therefore you really put the pasuk of Kihuzet onto Im Kesef Talvis Ami, which is talking about Modav Miksas by Halva'ah, or do we say that it's not Erev Parshas, and the Modav Miksas also applies by the Shomrim. So according to Rami Bar Chama, in order for the Shomrim to take it to court to Shomrim, who parted themselves with a taina that makes them putter, they have to, in order to take the shvua, there has to be kfir mitzvahs and hod mitzvahs. Only if there's a case where they're kofar in some and moda in the rest, do we have a case that where Beis Din will make the shvua Shomrim that the behemoth is not in his rishus. What are those four Shomrim? Shomachinam, Vashov, Nosachar, and Hasocher. Right? So it has to be a case where he's molded that one behemoth was nifkat to him, but that's the whole double mixus, but he's kofar on the other part. So hechi dami, the Gemara says, what's the case talking about? Lav da amale helach. It must be a case where the shomer is molded that one animal exists, and the mafke can take it, and that's the case of helach. So therefore you see from here that molded b'mixus, it's like pilpul to try to include all the shitas together. But you see, based on the shita of Rami Bar Chama by Shvua Shomrim, that the case is Halach, and the case is Halach, and that's where you chayav with Shvua by Modav Miksas and Halach. Even if you do Halach, you chayav, because the case of Shvua Shomrim must be when you say, you know what, one I deny, and the other one is right here, go take it. That's the case of Halach. So Gemara says, no, it doesn't have to be a case of Halach. I mean, that's probably what you're thinking right now. It doesn't have to be the case of Halach. Lo, the Amarle, Sholos Paros Masarti Lecha. You see, I can say that the claimant comes and says, I gave you three cows to watch. Umesu Kulu, Bipshia. And you owe me for all of them, because they always all died because of your Pshia. Right? But Amarle, when the Shomer says back to him, listen, Chada Lo Yidvor Me'olam. One of them, you never gave me. There's that's his kofar on that. The Chada Mesa Ba'onas. And one of them died ba'onus. And that's the one he's going to have to swear about. Right? One of them, you're right, I do owe you. Because I died out of my own negligence. But the one that I do owe, the one that I deny, I'm not saying halach. I'm saying it died out of the one that I'm denying. There's nothing here. I'm saying all three are dead. I'm just making a claim on the three dead cows. And so you can still find a case of kofar b'miksas and modeh b'miksas by the shomrim without halach. So there's no proof but from the shomrim case that if you say halach, you're chayev l'shua. Right. So we said before that we showed him explained that when it comes to halach, if I say, you claim I owe you 100. And I say, no, I owe you 50, here it is. Essentially what I'm doing is I'm taking the 50 off the table. It's not claimed anymore. We're done with that. Now the only thing that's left is you claim I owe you 50, and I'm saying, no, I don't. It turns into a kofar b'kol. That's how some of you shown and explained it. Yeah, basically. So that's out the window. It's a new ball game now. Very good. Okay. What? So. Always happy. So now Gemara comes back, now goes back to talk about Rav Chiya Kamaisa. The Rav Chiya Kamaisa was, there were Edim, can the Edim force the Shua of Modem Mixus, right, on the Mixus of Tvia? So, you know, like, you claim I owe you 100, I claim I owe you nothing, but there two Edim come and they say, I owe you 50. So Rav Chiya Kamaisa said that that's a case of Modem Mixus. He learned it out with the Kav HaChom, which really was a Mamatzino. He learned it out that even by Edim, you can force the Shua of Mixus. So Tashma, let's learn a Raya from a Braisa. The Tani Avua de Rabbi Aptoriki, the Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. He learned on Rav Chiya Kamaisa. The Braisa says as follows. This is the case. You claim that I owe you 100 bucks, and I say I don't owe you anything. But there are Edim that testify that I do owe you $50. So Yishava al Ashar, I have to swear on the rest. You would think I would have to swear on the rest. This is a question on Rav Chiya. You would think I have to swear on the rest. So therefore the pasuk comes, I call Aveda Asher Yomar. He says, Ki huzeh. So he learns out from Asher Yomar, Al Hodos Piva Tamachaivo, Via Tamachaivo Ha Ados Edim. So you wouldn't have to pay, you wouldn't have to take the Shavuah, because it's a Pasuk that says Asher Yomar, Onan Hodos Piv. If I'm Modem Mixus myself, do I have to take the Shavuah? But if I'm not Modem Mixus, the Edim come and tell me I owe 50, I don't have to take the Shavuah. So the Via Tamachaivo Ha Ados Edim. So that's a Kasha on Rabbi Chiya. So Gemara says, Mas Nisa Karamis Alei, you're asking from this Braisa on Rabbi Chiya Tamahu Apolig. B'chia has the status of a Tana, and therefore he's able to be cholik. He's able to be cholik on a brisa. I don't know, go into what the concept means. The whole point being is that a moroyim not supposed to be able to argue on tanoim unless they have a support from another brisa. But I think we say with Rav, and now we say with Reb Chiya, I don't think we're saying that they were in the generation of tanoim, but that they were such gedolim that they were able to argue. So people say there was, in each generation you have, like, they say the Gra was a Tana and he could be Polig. The Briskus say Reb Chaim was a Tana, covered their own smaras and they could be Polig. I guess because there's a major machlokas, I think Rabbi Raz was mentioned a few times, whether or not it means you're not allowed to argue on someone from the previous generation, or they just didn't. So if it's just that they just didn't, I think it was the Chazon Ish says that it's covered. What was that? They just didn't, so therefore I guess with these gedolim, they did. Because they were great enough. He said, "He's a Tana, he's a Pollock, and he can argue." So Gemara says, "Not argue. We're not asking the question from the Brisa. The Brisa brought a pasuk. Who's Rav Chiya to argue on the pasuk, right? The Hakraka Amar. The Brisa learned this out from a pasuk. So what's Rav Chiya going to say from the pasuk? The pasuk says, 'Asher Yomar Ki Huzeh.' So what's Rav Chiya going to say? How does Rav Chiya interpret the pasuk differently? So Gemara says, 'Hahu Limode Mixes Hataina.' The The whole limud of modev mixos comes out from Yomar Kiyuzeh, and since and Rav Chiya has that whole kavachomer and binyanav that we learned out on, you know, 2 days ago and yesterday, that and after he learned that, well, hadas edim. So Gemara says, okay. I don't know if it makes a difference. It's just I don't owe you the money. Either I paid you back or never. I don't owe you the money. In either way, it comes out. I paid you back or. I'm denying that I owe you. There are two manifestations of that.
How would Adam help in that situation? If he said, I paid you back, even if you didn't, how can they prove that you didn't?
It's okay, so that's a case that you have to figure out in Beis Din. That's not the Gemara question. That's how you figure it out. That's where you need the Beis Din. You don't need Aiden. No, the Aiden can testify. Hey, how can, you said, I paid you back. When did you pay me back? Oh, you paid me back on Tuesday. What are you talking about? You paid me back on Tuesday. We were with him the whole day on Tuesday. You never paid him back. Look at his accounts. No wires came into his account. That's just a case of, that's proof. That's always a case of proof. That's why you go to court. That's why you go to court. So now, Bavur de Rav Af Toriki, who said the Pasuk comes to teach us that it's only Badafka from his piv and not from Adas Adim, he says you can learn out two things in the pasuk. The pasuk says who uksiv zeh chad lemodem mixes a taina. One is to teach me that modem mixes a taina you're a chayiv, and chad lehaadas adim the potter. And one is to teach me that haadas adim on mixes a taina you're potter. All right. So according to now to Rav Chiya the idach. So what do you? There's two parts of the pasuk. So what does he do with the two pasukim? I don't understand. He's saying one from who and one from zeh. And we said the whole thing before is because it said Asher Yomar. Right? Wasn't that the point of the pasuk when we were learning out? And now we. Okay. The Idah, according to Rav Chiya, Chad, one word is Lemodin Mixes Ataino, to teach us that Modin Mixes Ataino is Yichayev Behodah's Piv, and then you have the Kal V'chomer to get to Edim. The Chad, Modin Min Ataino. And one to teach us that in order to be Chayev for Modin Mixes, you have to be Modin Min Ataino. Because if you have the case where a guy says, you owe me bushels of wheat, and I say, nah, I don't owe you, I owe you, you're right, I owe you 50 bushels of sa'orim, that's not a case of modem mixos, because he wasn't hodab the mimin ha'taina. So the Gemara says, I be idach. What about the Bryce, what about the Bryce that were brought down by Rabbi Aptoriki? So he says, modem mimin ha'taina lesnly. He doesn't hold to the concept that you have to be modem mimin ha'taina. Besavalak Rabbi Gamliel, and he held like Rabbi Gamliel, who learned in the Mishnah Shavuos, the snad, to ano chitin, vahodla b'sa'orin, if you claim chitin, and I respond that I owe you sa'orin, potter. Then we potter. Rabbi Gamliel mechayev. Rabbi Gamliel is going to be mechayev shvua on the kfira of the chitin. So it's a machlokas, I guess it's more of a sugya in Shavuos. It's more of a sugya in Shavuos of why would you be potter in this case? So Tosfos, Tosos here, right? Tosos brings down another Tosos in Hamikar Kamaniach and Bava Basra, who explains that since the Toveya was only Toveya Chitin, so it's as if the Toveya said, you are only Chayev mi Chitin, you are not Chayev to mi Sa'orim, so therefore he's Mochel on the Sa'orim, so therefore when I admit to the Sa'orim, I'm admitting to something that you had Mechil on me. So therefore my admission is nothing. And I deny the chitin completely. So it's again, it's a case of kofar hakol. But there's more to talk about that. But that's more of a sugya. We'll get to it when we get to Shavuos in about 9 months. When we get to Shavuos, more. Oh, Sanhedrin first there also. Over a year. Should talk about it now. Okay. So now that should be the limit. You know, if it's within a year, you don't have to talk about it. Okay. So now the Gemara is numbering a ma'isa where they paskin the halacha like Rabbi Kamaisa. That when Adam came to testify on Mixes Ataina, we forced the guy to make a shua. Again, it's a little bit of a roundabout way, but we'll get to it. Okay. Ahu Raya, there was this roe, right? The shepherd. Every day, the people of the city would deposit their animals with the roe in order for him to watch them, and they would do it in front of Adam. He would be like the dog watcher. I see an ad by on the railroad station now where they have a guy watching like 50, 60 dogs. People deposit, he's a dog sitter, this guy was a sheep sitter, right? So he would, they paid a lot of money to do that, so they were telling me. So, He was watching it. So Yom Echad Amasul Belo Saadeh. One day they gave, I guess they all gave to him without witnesses. The Ritzvah asked, what do we need this whole point for? That one day was without witnesses, one day was with witnesses. L'sof, so at the end of that day, Amru Lahu, so they came back to claim their sheep. So Amru Lahu, at the end of the day, he says back, Lo Hayu Dvarim Olam. I never took animals from you to watch, and there are no Edim here. I never took animals to watch. So what happened? Asu Sahadi Asidu the Achol Tarti Minayu. There were no witnesses that saw him take it, but two witnesses come later and they say, what's he talking about? He claims that he never took any sheep. We saw him eating somebody else's two sheep from somebody else's. So therefore, he was claimed that he was supposed to watch 100 sheep, and there are witnesses that said he had two. So he's molded by mixus. So it's not molded by mixus. It's how does Edom al mixus ataina. So Rav Zeira says, in Isa, Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, if we hold like Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, Tosha says, if doesn't mean if. It really means since we hold like Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa, Mishtaba Ashara. The Roa has to swear that he didn't take more than two behemos, because we have Edom on these two behemos, which is Mixus Ataina. So you have Hadassah Edom on Mixus Ataina, and you have to take a Shua. That's like Rabbi Chiya Kamaisa. So Abai comes in and says, wait a second. How are we going to ask, how are we going to force this Roa to take a Shua? Amalei Abaya im Isa b'shtaba. If the halacha is like Reb Chiya, we're going to say he has to swear. V'ha-gazlan hu. This guy's a gazlan. What happened? He says, I never took any of the sheep. You say, what are you talking about? You have two sheep in your hands. You ate two of them. You're a gazlan. Gazlan can't take a shvua. Ha-gazlan hu, and therefore he can't take the shvua. So Amalei Reb Zeira says, you're right. What we're doing here, he's chayav to take a shvua, but he can't take a shvua. So we flip the shvua onto the claimant, and he takes the shvua in his notel. So connect kamina. My kavana was that the toveya should swear that he was mafkin after the roa such and such amount of behemoth, like at the Tekanos of Chachamim, when it says when a shvua is mutal on a chashud, we flip the shvua onto the toveya, and he's nishma v'notel. So the only reason why we can't switch the shvua here is if the shvua exists. What shvua exists? The shvua of Hadas Edim on Mixas Ataina, so that's a proof to Rabbi Chiya. Must be that they saw him eating. The roa doesn't own any. He just watches sheep. He doesn't own any.
He can't own any.
Again, this is all testimony that comes out in Beis Din. But he says maybe he has his own. But he doesn't make that claim. He comes to court and they claim. He doesn't make that claim. Right. Well. Yeah. Well, that's the case. But again, all these things have to come out. That's why you have drishas and chakira, and that's why we have judges and juries, and not juries and halacha. But that's why we have these cases. The Gemara just gives you what the story could be, how it implements into Beis Din. The Dayanim come in, but they implement these rules. So the Gemara says, Tosos asks a bomb kasha over here. It's a very important Tosos. Shenegu kamina. So the Gemara says by a gazlan. You know, he doesn't swear. So Gemara says, "Im tomer ma'ishna de chashal al shua, ma'ishna de bechashal al shua shekenegel nishbal v'notel amai lo amrina mitoshe ini yochel shav mishalim." Why don't we say mitoshe ini yochel shav mishalim? We have a din where a guy walks up to you and says, "I owe him $100." I say, "You know what? $50 I owe, $50 I simply don't know. $50 I simply don't know about the other 50. So I'm chayav shua, but I can't make the shua." I can't swear to it. So mitoshin yachol shavu mishalim. Why don't we apply that rule that someone who's chashed on a shvua? If I'm chashed on a shvua, right? So therefore, just say, why do you have to flip it over to the other guy? Just say mitoshin yachol shavu mishalim. So by this ganav case, this case also, this chashed case, say mitoshin yachol shavu mishalim. So the Gemara, the Tosfos gives two answers. He says, V'yesh lo ma'ahacha I amrina mishalim lo shadik lechai lechola olam yavilu de shvua v'yit lechola shalom. What's going to happen then is anyone who's chashud, he's going to lose all his money. Says, what's going to happen? You're a chashud. I'm a chashud. So the guy, everyone's going to walk up to me and say, you know, you owe me, I really do business with somebody. I owe him now $25. The guy wants to get more money, so he's going to walk up to me and say, you owe me $100. We say, no, I owe you $25. Ah, you're chashud, you can't swear. We told him, Yachal Shalom Mishalom, and therefore he's going to take all that money from me. So that's just because that's just unfair. The other answer Tosfos gives, but the Hasam Amalei Shvua Doraisa Isay Lechol Shav Shalom Aval Hacha Hu Birotchen Yishava Im Nanichu V'Lekach Lo Yishalim. Here it's not mitoksha in a yachol l'shav l'shalim. Yachol, he wants to swear. We're just not letting him. By the case of the 50 and 50, he simply can't because he doesn't have the knowledge of the case. Here he wants to swear. The Beis Din is forcing him not to swear. That's a different story. That's not mitoksha in a yachol l'shav l'shalim, and therefore you have to flip the shvua onto the other guy and make the other guy swear and be nishpav and notel. Okay. So now we have the case of the Roim. So the Gemara asks, why did we need the din of Rav Chiya in order to mechayev the Roa Shvua? Hashtanami, the less than Rav Chiya, even if we don't hold the din of Rav Chiya, right? Nechayev medin mi Rav Nachman. We should mechayev based on the din of Rav Nachman. This time Rav Nachman says, manli biyotcha. Guy says, I don't owe you, owe me $100. And I say, no, I don't owe you anything. V'ein l'cha b'yodi, I don't have anything in yours. He's putter. You're putter from Shua. Rav Nachman says, mashbin also Shua's heses. Even by kol for a kol, it's Shua's heses. So forget the Eden. The guy says, you owe me the sheep. The other guy says, I don't owe you your sheep. So we have a Shua's heses. Now have a Shua's heses that you can't take to Shua's heses. So then flip it to the other guy to swear on Nishma Venotel. So just base it off the Shua's heses. The Gemara says, no, that can't be. The Rav Nachman takanti. Shua's heses is a din derabanan. With the kantalo of dinan. Shua's heses is a din derabanan. Flipping the Shua onto the Nishma and Notel is a din derabanan. We don't make a takana to the kana. So from the din of Rav Nachman, we never would have the case of the guy being Nishma and Notel. There would just be no Shua in this case. But see, we wouldn't take the Shua's heses by the guy who's chashed over here. So we wouldn't have Nishma and Notel. You wouldn't have a Shua. You wouldn't have Nishma and Notel. So you have to go on to Rav Chiya in order to get the Shua here. So now the Gemara goes back now to Abaye, who says that we can't be. Abaye asks, how can we be asked the Roa to take the Shua? There's Edom here that he was Gazlan, and the Gazlan is possible from Shua. So Gemara says, why do we need that? The typically the Habi Roa. Why do we need all these Edom? The reason why he can't swear is because he's a Roa, because we have Alacha, Vam Rav Yehuda, Stam Roa, Pasul. A Stam Roa is chashed on the Gzela, and he's puzzled. What do I need Aiden to come and tell me that he can't, that he's a Ganav, and therefore can't take the Shvua? All Roam can't take the Shvua. The line of business doesn't permit him to take the Shvua. So he says, Lo Kasha, that's not a Kasha. Ha, the dinner of Rabbi Yehuda that says that a Stam Roa is puzzled Shvua, that's talking about a case that whose Roa behemoth the day. He's Roa his own. He has his own sheep. So we're chashed that he just takes, before he gets to the Hefker, he has his sheep, graze in other people's fields. But ha the alma. But where in our case, we're talking about a case where the guy was roa. This may answer your question. The guy is not talking about where he had his own sheep. He's a roa for other people. He's just a watcher. So in order for his business to be to thrive, he's not going to go ahead and steal. He's going to go and make sure that the sheep don't graze until he gets to the hefker place. So therefore, this guy is not a chashed because he's a roa. He's only chashed because the edim say here that he's a goslin. That may help your case. But Moshe was who he was watching whose sheep. So that case over here. So if you row the behemoth the amo, you're not chashed. We do ask the question by Moshe. That question is asked, but I think that could be an answer. He's not watching his own sheep. He's watching his father-in-law's. I know that applies to everybody. If you deal with your father-in-law's money, you're not considered a... Alright. So now, the Gemara is going to prove that if you're roa behemos of a chayrim, you're not possible shvua. The ilo temahach, if we don't say thus, that anan chayvas the roa heichem asrina, how would we ever be able to give our sheep to a roa? If a someone who watches my sheep is chashed to steal, then I'm over and lifting evir by giving him sheep. Right? Anan chayvas the roa heichem asrina. How is it mutter to us to give the behemos to the roa? Haksiv lifting evir lo tida mikshol. You're not allowed to put a mikshal in front of an iver. I can't give you sheep. Now you're gonna go graze it in the field and steal it. Ella chazaka ain adam chote velolo. We have a chazaka that a person's not gonna be chote unless he benefits from it. And therefore, when a person's mekabel sheep from somebody else, Misvari is not going to let them row it in the behemoth of Hefker. He's only going to let him row in the behemoth of Hefker because they have it row in other people's fields. First of all, he's not fattening his own sheep. And he's going to lose his business because people are going to get upset that they're stealing. So the Ritva, someone said that the Ritva, because there's Ritva Chadashim on Bava Metzia, that's the Rishon on Bava Metzia. It's not in the Rav Kook ones. I don't know. I didn't see it. All right. Maybe we can buy that one too. So the Ritva asks, why is it so pashut that, let's say that he what about a case where the Roa would have his own and I give him more? So we're saying, oh, in that case, it would have been lifnei iver, similar to what you're talking about. Why would that be lifnei iver? He already has his own. He's already doing the avera. So I'm going to give him more. So he's already doing the Avera. I'm not the one who's allowing him to do the Avera. So therefore he says, really what it meant is that if it would be Lipnei Iver, it would simply would be Mesayel Dvar Avera. But you see from the Ritva, which a lot of the Rishonim and Achronim will ask, what are you talking about? If let's say he has five sheep, right? And then I give him another five sheep. So isn't that Lipnei Iver on the five sheep that I'm giving him? Now he can be violate the Isser even more. But the Ritva seems to be saying that in order to be over the concept of Lipnei Iver, you have to be the one that gives him the opportunity to, I guess, start the Avera. I don't know, but if he already is doing the Avera by himself, I don't know if the article quotes to it or not. If he already is doing the Avera by himself, and then you just add to do another level of the same Avera, then it's not considered Lifnei Iver, according to the Ritva. Does he talk about it? No? Okay. Anyway, let's go weiter. So now the Mishnah had then said that Shnaim Oksa Metalos, one Zelmer Nimitz Asiyah, Zelmer Amimitz Asiyah, right? Zelmer Kulo Shalih, Zelmer Kulo Shalih. What's the case? So what happens? Zei Yishavah She'en Lebo Pachas Michetzah. Each one should swear that he has no less than half. So now the Gemara is going to be asking what really is the Shua here. Wait just one second. Did I skip something? Oh, okay, whatever. Okay, so Gemara asks, what's going to really be the Shua? So the Gemara says, Al the Islam Mishtaba, does he swear on the half of the talus that he's holding, and therefore the Shua would be Shua Shayishli Chatzia, I swear that I have this half. Oh, Al the Lesle Mishtaba, or does he take the Shua on what he doesn't have? And the Shua would be, Ainli Ba Pachos Michatzia. I don't know what the question is. The Mishnah says clear, Ainli Ba Pachos Michatzia. And what's the Gemara suffering? Doesn't the Mishnah say what the Shavu is? He takes the Shavu, and he b'pachas b'chatsya. Alright, so Amar Rav Huna, the Amar, Shavu she'yesh li ba, this is the Nusach of the Shavu. It's a Shavu that I have, and if you think that what I'm saying that I only have a certain amount, I also swear, and he b'pachas b'chatsya. That's what Rav Huna says. The Gemara says, v'neimah, let him say, Shavu she'kula shali, let him swear that the whole thing is his. Right? Let him swear, this is all mine. So the Gemara says, "Umiyah havin lekula." And even if he does take the shvuah, they each take that shvuah. Are we going to give him the whole? Usually, when you take the shvuah, so then we act upon that shvuah. If he takes the shvuah that it's all mine, and the other guy takes the shvuah that's all mine, we're not going to act on that shvuah. We're only going to give them half. So that can't be the shvuah because the shvuah. I guess after you make a shvuah, you have to do what the shvuah says. Otherwise, it looks like the guy swore falsely. So the Gemara says, "V'neima shvuah shechetzah shali." Let him take a shvuah that it's half his. So he says, no, that can't be the case. Marli dibura, because then the shvua is so sir his claim. He's claiming kula shali, and he's swearing only half his mind. So he can't take that shvua. That knocks out his claim. So hashdanami, the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Our case also hashdanami marli dibura shvua she'eli bo pachas mechetzia is also diminishes his claim. So the Gemara says, no, the amar kula shali. Really, machlokes whether he actually says this. The Rid says this is not what he says, but this is what's implied by the Shvuah. The implication is he says, Kula Shali, it's all mine. Ula Debrechem, but you guys, you don't believe that it's all mine? Shvuah Shayeshi Ba'emi Ba'pach Mechetzah. I swear that I have part of it, and I swear that I have no less than 50%. But really, his claim in the Shvuah is that the whole thing is mine. So therefore, he's not going against the Shvuah. So the Gemara now says, so many shasugis that come up on these Gemaras. We just had Lifnei Iver, we have Gilgul Shua, flipping the Shua on to the other guy.
What's he saying when they find it, claiming it's both there, that they find it simultaneously and
the Gemara says the reason why we can force Mita Shua because that was all in the Beis and Gimel and knowledge, that the possibility exists that they're telling the truth, that they both picked it up at the same time.
Exactly.
Yeah.
One is like a millisecond.
Okay, so it's Rabbi Shua over here, right? He asked all the questions about Rav Yirmiya, right? Is Rav Yirmiya? They kick him out. They let him back in afterwards. Right. So we'll get to that in Bava Basra. I think it's not Chav Beis. I'm not sure. Somewhere like that, with the Yonah, with the bird. But over here, not even we're deciding it. Since the claim could be truthful. It's the same case as also the case with the money. Both of them bought it at the same time. So, yeah, that's what the Gemara said. The Gemara talked about that on Dav Gimel.
Okay.
What?
Why is
because then it looks like you're swearing falsely. What? So you try to make the shua in such a way where it doesn't look that way. The guy swears, I own no less than half, and we're giving him no less than half. That's the shua. You don't want the shua. The Gemara seems to be saying that if he swears.
The shua is what the guy is claiming.
No, but it becomes a major laws on Beis Din. The guy walks into Beis Din and swears, it's all mine. You're supposed to act on the shul, and the Beis Din says, oh, he swore it's all his? We're only giving him half. That looks like a... Okay, but what do you mean people think? You're asking about what people think? People think crazy things. What do you mean, who cares? You don't want a laws on Beis Din. We have many sugyas and shas that talk about the fact that Beis Din has to come out looking clean. What's the machlokas all the time? I've had it in Gittin. What was it? Was it Shimon who says that about Beis Din? What? So each claimant walks to the court and to the people and says, you know what? He goes to Newark and he goes to Philadelphia and he says, I went to court and I swore that the whole thing was mine and they only gave me 50%. Oh, that Beis Din's crazy. But why should you have to look into it? You don't want to be motzi lazon Beis Din. Oh, you shake your head, no. Why should you have that situation? Beis Din doesn't want to be put in that situation. Oh, you know what? Let them go. You want to be clean. Well, no, but that, why do you have to look at, why do I have to look into a case that's out of court? In court, we look into a case. But outside of court...
Perfect example of why they're doing it. Two guys grab a towel off the ground. One guy's grabbed half of it. One guy's got a little corner of it. So if he would say it's all mine, it's mine. It's not all his.
The only time... You do a biror in court. But after court, when people come out, you always have the pundits saying what happened in court. And now you have to go back and they're going to go back and figure out what the story was in Beis Din. Why? That's never going to happen, and why have to do that? Beis Din should come out looking clean. And if there's a way for Beis Din to come out without being motzi laz, it's obvious that you shouldn't do it that way. The Gemara then says, "B'chime akash zet tafas va'omed." Now we look at the case. One guy is tafas va'omed, v'zet tafas va'omed, and the other guy is tafas va'omed, and they're each holding 50%. Shvuah zolama. Why do I need to take the shvuah? Why do you need the shvuah here for at all? Just split it. You see what they're holding? Just split it. So we said before, the shvuah d'rabbanan, amar Rabbi Yochanan, shvuah zot hakanas chachamim hi. Shelo yeh kol echa ve'echa the whole petokah v'talisha shachavei v'omer shalihu. You can't. You don't want everyone going around and grabbing. Or grab that nice North Face jacket and say it's mine. Ah, let's split it. No, take a shvuah. Oh, no, I don't want to take a shvuah. Because a shvuah, everyone says, a shvuah is a really big thing. You know, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, when Lon Tisa Hashem Hashem Moshav, the Olam was Nizdazeya, the whole world shook. The shvuah people take, and go to court now, swearing the Bible. Taking an oath, even if the Chief Justice messes up the oath, it's still a very serious, or Machlokas who messes up, it's still a very serious, it depends if you're a Republican or a Democrat, but it's still a very serious thing. Still a very serious thing about taking a shvuah. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Wait a second. Since both of them are being chashed on Isra Gaz Gezel here, why? Because I claim it's all mine, you claim it's all mine. Like you said, one of us could be lying, even though the Gemara said one of us, it could possibly be true. One of us could be lying, therefore we don't know which one. You're chashed on the mamo, and you're chashed that you're stealing the mamo from the case, and we know if you're chashed on a mamono, you should be chashed on shvuah, so, and therefore you should be able to take the shvuah. So he says, no, because, Lo amrin amigud chashan mamon chashal shvuasa. We don't say the concept of chashan mamon chashal shvuasa, and Tosfos explains why. Just because you're chashan mamon doesn't mean you're going to lie on an oath, because it's such a serious matter. Let's just try to finish the Gemara, and then we'll see if we have time to talk. So the ilo temi hachi, because if we don't say that migud chashan mamon lav chashal shvuasa, ilo temi hachi, hide the amar achmana. When the Torah says mod mixes tani shava, name migud chashan mamon chashal shvuasa. How do you have a shvuas mod mixes? He's chashan on that on the other 50. So I have to take a shvuah. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Hasam ishtimut kamishtamit leke the rabba. Now there, it's not that he's chashed, he's doing something wrong. He wants to pay the guy back, but he's just delaying. It's a delaying tactic to get the extra money. So he's not chashed on the mamona. So that's not a raya that we don't say migul chashed on mamona lo chashed al shvuasa. So it goes teda, right? And the Gemara brings a raya to this that it's not really chashed on mamona by that case. Teda the amr of idi bar avin amr of chizda hakov remilda chashed al edus because of pasul edus. If you cover remilda, you're still chashed al edus. Because you're not chashed on mamona. You're just doing it for delaying tactic. If you're motive and mixus. Therefore, you see, you can't prove from there that if you're chashed on mamon, that you are chashed on shvuah. There's no proof there. Ella, meha, so maybe prove that there's no chashed to shvuah. Ella, meha, the tani, rami, rachama, Arba shomrim. Again, four shomrim. It's din of Rav Chama. Tzrichin kfirah b'mikzas v'aldav mikzas. Each one needs a kfirah b'mikzas and aldav mikzas. Shomachinam v'shol and v'sachar v'solchar. V'neima, why they take a shvua? Neima migul chashul mamon and chashul shvuasa. Let's be, since they're chashul on the mamon, right? He's chashul on the mamon, and he should be chashul on the shvua. So you see from here, since he can't take a shvua to shomrim, right? It's muchach that the chashul on the mamon is not chashul on the shvua. So he says, no, also over there, Hasam Nami, so to over there, Ishtimuta Kamishtamit. Therefore he's also just delaying. He really does want to admit it. But Savar Mashkakli the Gavna of Tasvinale, Inami Mashkanalaba Agam Maisnile. No, I don't want to pay right now. I'm gonna go get find the Ghana who stole it, if I'm a Shoma Sakhar and Chayva Geneva. Or the things in the Agam. I know where it is, I'm gonna go get it. So that's why I'm making the denial here. But it's not because I'm not really Chashta Mamona, therefore I can make a Shua. Again, there's no Raya. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's the case, if that's the case, that by pikadon you have the concept of ishtimute, so therefore why did we say before that a kofar pikadon is pasul edus? Let's say by a kofar pikadon am I pasul edus? Name ishtimute kamishtamit the v'savar ad b'chashna mishkachnalei. So why do we say that the kofar pikadon guy says also, oh, you know what, I'm going to deny it now and just try to find it. Why do we say that he's pasul edus? The Gemara says, oh, it's a different case there. Ki amrina kofar pikadon pasul edus. When do we say that kofar pikadon is pasul edus? That's going to asu sahade vasidu bay. That he shait the east of pikadon beisay. That's because he comes to court, and when he comes to court and says, I don't have it, the edim come and testify, well, you told me you don't have it. It's in your house right now. Inami, or to have a nakin the biyade. Or what do you mean you don't have the pikadon? You're holding on to it. That's mine. So that's why he's chashal shvuah, and that's why he's pasul edus over there. So the Gemara says, okay, so now we have to find another place to prove that if you're chashud on mamon, you're not chashud on shvua. Elam ehada amar Rav Huna, which you can learn it out from over here, by Shomer Sach or Shomer Chinam, where he's told that the Pekadam was ne'enas, but he doesn't want to swear, rather he wants to pay for it, right? So Mashvin also shvua she'en b'rishuso. So we make him take a shvua that's not his rishus, because maybe Shema nasam ba'enav, and he wants to keep it. So the name, what, if we're concerned that he stole it, Nema migo the chashan mona chashan shvuasa. Why let him take a shvua? He's chashan on the mamon. So therefore, you see that if you're chashan on mamon, you're not chashan on shvuas. So we say no. Hasam nami more there. He's not chashan. He's more het there. But amar the demei kayyivnile. He's not chashan all in mamon because he thinks that he's doing an okay thing because he's willing to pay for it. He's giving the money. So he's not chashan on mamon over there. He doesn't realize just because he did this wrong doesn't mean he's doing something else wrong. So the Gemara says, wait a second. Amalei Rav Acha midifti Ravina. What are you talking about? He still should be chashan because he's all violating a different isser. What's he violating? He's violating lo sachmod, right? I love the lo sachmod, because you're not allowed to covet somebody else's item to the point where you want it. Machlokas whether lo sachmod applies if you give the money, you don't give the money. Gemara says over here lo sachmod the inche below dummy mashmahu. Most people think that if I'm paying for it, I don't violate the isser of lo sachmod. So therefore, so Tosros. Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Kaf Hei Amavei, says that's the halacha. The halacha is that if I pay for it, I'm not violating the concept of Lo Sachmod. Most Rishonim don't say that. Most Rishonim say that even if you pay for it, you still violate the Isra of Lo Sachmod. So you say, it's not that he's chashan mamon over here. He's more hetter to himself because he's giving the money. He's not going to be choshed. He's not going to be choshed on other things. Just before we finish, you have to know this Ibn Ezra on Lo Sachmod. So the Ibn Ezra on Lo Sachmod says, what are you talking about? How is it possible for Kodesh Baruch Hu to tell us? It's a feeling. You know, don't covet something else, somebody else's stuff. So he says in Shmos, on Perichav Pasuk Yigimel, Anashim Rabbi Yitzhamu, I'm so samisva, Echi Adam, Shlo Yachma, Dabi Yafa Belibo. I see this beautiful house. How can I covet it? I want it. How can you control my emotions? So basically, he'll say it outside. If look at the Ibn Ezra, he says, everything, if you have the concept that everything comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything comes from Hashem, then you know this isn't shaykh for you. It's like the guy in the village. He knows that the queen, the princess, is not for him. It's not shaykh. So if you know that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know it's not shaykh for you. So how can you have chimut? How can you covet what's not yours? It doesn't belong to you. Hashem decides who gets what, and by you not coveting with something else, basically you're denying it. You're being a kofar in Hashem. So that's why people say that all the Aseret did was line up with each other. So Lo Sachmod is number 10, and Anochi Hashem Lekecha is number 1. So if you over Lo Sachmod, you're basically denying Anochi Hashem Lekecha, because you're denying the fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the one who gave everything to you, and you can't desire something else because it's just not shy. It doesn't belong to you. Okay, stop here. Have a good day.